I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Minutes after new U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods took effect, China Tuesday announced retaliatory measures against the United States. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
China is countering the U.S. with tariffs of their own, saying it will implement a 15% tariff on coal and natural gas products and a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S. Starting February 10th, China also announced export controls on minerals like tungsten used in tech products, an antitrust investigation into Google, and a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization. President Trump put a hold on tariffs against Mexico and Canada for 30 days after the two countries acted to appease his concerns about border security and drug trafficking. Even though tariffs on Canada were placed on hold, the Trump stand is not going over well, the AP's Rob Gillies from Toronto.
Canadians feel like the relationship with the United States is now broken.
I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Donald Trump is set to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks Tuesday at the White House, with Israel's ceasefire with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip at the top of the agenda. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The foreign leader faces competing pressure from his right-wing coalition to end a temporary truce against Hamas militants in Gaza and from Israelis tired of war who want the remaining hostages home and the 15-month conflict to end. Trump is guarded about the long-term prospects for the truce, even as he takes credit for pressuring Hamas and Israel into the hostage and ceasefire agreement, which went into effect the day before he returned to office last month.
I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold.
But hammering out the second phase of the hostage deal will be at the top of the agenda. I'm Julie Walker.
Netanyahu arrives in Washington as the first foreign leader visit of Trump's second term. This is VOA News. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi was in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Tuesday, where he inspected an electricity distribution substation and warned that attacks on Ukraine's power grid could pose a risk of a nuclear accident by disrupting supply. Moscow has regularly